College students protest Donald Trump Jr., "I'll grab you daddy by the pussy." By Hannah Blow on October 11, 2019. Gainesville, Florida protesters gathered at the University of Florida, UF, ahead of Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle's appearance at the university on Thursday. Marching outside of the venue and holding signs reading "Fuse you Nazi bitch and I'll grab your daddy by the pussy." Trump and Trump campaign senior advisor Kimberly Guilfoyle spoke at the University of Florida on Thursday evening, hosted by the UF Student Government's Accent Speakers Bureau. Leftist students on campus expressed outrage over their appearance and planned protests ahead of the event, marching across campus to stand up against Nazis and white supremacy. Activists participated in interactive chanting, "When Black Lives are under attack, what do we do?" Women on the megaphones asked. "Stand up, fight back," the crowd shouted back. "When trans lives are under attack, what do we do?" the women asked. "Stand up, fight back," the crowd continued. Protesters eventually moved to another side of the auditorium in order to face Don Jr. and chanted, "Whose streets? Our streets." The activists held signs reading, "I am angry. Don't spread hate, and drain the swamp of white supremacy. Go back to Russia." One activist held a puppet of a uterus, while another held up a bright pink sign featuring cartoonish depictions of President Trump. It read, "I'll grab your daddy by the pussy." Olivia Yeo, a senior at the university, stood with the campus's Republican group, countering the protesters with a cutout of the president's face with the caption, "No collusion. People are mad he's coming here, because they feel like it's a campaign event," she told Breitbart News. "But honestly, we just view it as free speech, and we're happy to have him come here to finally have someone who shares our views on campus." When asked if the number of people against Trump's appearance outnumbered those in favor, she said, "I think that the Democrats are much more outspoken about it, whereas Republicans are feeling kind of silenced by it."